This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has been thinking lately about the lively jazz scene on the West Coast. He has a review of The Next Rebirth, a new album by Pacific Northwest saxophonist and bass clarinetist Burt Wilson and his group Rebirth. At one time, Wilson played with John Coltrane, and for the past 10 years, he's been leading his own group.
For 30 years, West Coast jazz musicians have been dogged with an image problem. Call it the wimp factor. Since the 1950s, a few smug Easterners have dismissed jazz from the Pacific seaboard as limp and enervated stuff. It's a bum rap. This stereotype was only marginally accurate 30 years ago and is even less so now. Responding to these attacks, a brace of West Coast saxophonists have come out swinging hard. The late Art Pepper led the charge, now taken up by Frank Morgan from Los Angeles, and by Bud Shank and Burt Wilson in Washington State. Wilson is the least known of the bunch, but his album shows what he has going for him, like the nervous angularity of L.A.'s Eric Dolphy and a serrated vibrato reminiscent of California's Arthur Blythe. But Wilson's keening falsetto and relentless swing are his own. Listen to Burt Wilson on his tune, Upside. Burt Wilson has said that being confined to a wheelchair as a result of polio has given him lots of time to practice. His alto and tenor solos let him soar, and his go-for-broke attitude makes for invigorating tension. He seems constantly in danger of going over the edge. The distinctive sound of his sextet Rebirth comes from using Nancy Curtis's flute rather than a trumpet to complement his saxes. Here's a sample of Wilson's tango, Allison by Moonlight. Nancy Curtis's flute tone is almost classically pure, touched with the reserve that is at the heart of stereotypes about cool West Coast jazz. But Curtis's flute may skate over odd intervals, blurring the harmonies. Her controlled voice balances the leader's excesses too, as on Burt Wilson's Where Love Is. Thank you. The other members of the Sextet Rebirth are the hard-driving pianist Alan Youngblood, bassist Chuck Metcalf, percussionist Michael Olson, and drummer Bob Meyer, who gets a sharply defined, almost melodic sound from his drum kit. Like Wilson, these players seem to push against the limits of the material even as they're pulling together. That's what makes Burt Wilson's music riveting. It has an edgy intensity that comes from stretching familiar forms almost to their breaking point.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Burt Wilson's new album, The Next Rebirth, on the Nine Winds label. This is Fresh Air.